Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Okay, Tom, Shad covers them. That's why he's talking to us right now on the Beltway Blitz from Post Sports. Tom, it usually takes me like three scrolls to get through the entire Washington injury report. It's only like one reasonable screen it fits on. And the big news, Jaden Daniels, full participant of practice. What can you tell us?
Yeah, that's definitely a huge development. I mean, everything that we know about this kind of injury, you know, the big check mark was not having ligament damage, not having fractures. And from that point, my understanding is you just need to get it to a place where you can do your normal movements and there isn't a significant risk of re-dislocating it, basically. And so that's what they've been working on this week, you know, kind of that Dan Quinn called them the functional movements. So the fact that he's a full participant, certainly a good sign, I would think, for this weekend.
But does that mean that he's been cleared for contact? Because obviously he's not taking on contact in practice. In other words, could he be full again tomorrow and then Dan Quinn tells us he hasn't been cleared for contact? Or do you take him going from limited to full as meaning he was cleared for contact?
The clear for contact thing has gotten a little bit dicey for me, and I tweeted this out a couple days ago. I mean, I think essentially, like from a pragmatic standpoint, what's going to happen is he's going to be cleared for contact and then he's going to play. Now, whether that happens, you know, tomorrow or whether that happens next week, I don't know. But I think that cleared for contact piece, because, you know, as you said, he's not taking hits in practice. I think that's kind of going to be a code for whether or not he plays.
Will anything be different when he does play? And I guess what I mean is I'm not expecting a brand new offense with different terminology and everything, but will we be able to see tangible adjustments both from he and Kingsbury and everybody in between to try to actually get him through more than like half of a game before getting hurt again?
Yeah, so Cliff Kingsbury said last week that, you know, he doesn't view it necessarily as his role to call things differently to kind of insulate Jaden, that, you know, obviously he's going to try to be smart and put him in the right positions. But kind of at the end of the day, it comes down to what Jaden Daniels is doing when he's out there on the field. I mean, we know this is something that he's talked about all year. He knows the importance of him being healthy, right? And I think it's just this push and pull between trying to make plays and also trying to do the smart thing and protect himself. But you know, looking back at, you know, this year compared to last year, they're running him a lot less on, you know, designed runs or kind of RPO type stuff. So it's not like, you know, he's being put in difficult positions. It kind of just comes down to, you know, scrambling and, you know, doing a good job of kind of throwing the ball away, getting out of bounds, and particularly in critical or not critical, I should say, situations. You know, you don't need to risk it all on first and 10 in the first quarter or whatever, in the same way that you might need to in the fourth quarter.
Other names that were full on the injury report, what stands out?
I think Javon Kinlaw is a good sign. You know, we weren't entirely sure what was going on with him missing practice yesterday, and then Frankie Louvu coming back. And then, you know, a big one obviously yesterday was Noah Brown being a full participant. And, you know, I know there are segments of the fan base where he's gotten a little bit of flack, but that is a huge piece to get back, you know, and to have you know, him out there with Terry, with Debo, with Treylon Burks now. You know, you've gone from a place, I don't know, a month and a half ago where you were really, really short there to now where you got to feel pretty good if you're Cliff Kingsbury in this offense. So, I think, you know, if you're Washington, you wish that this happened earlier in the season. But, yeah, it seems like they're finally starting to get healthy here for the stretch run.
Tom, what have been the tangible differences these last couple of weeks? And, again, it's not as if this defense has turned into the 2000 Ravens or something. But looking at this defense with Dan Quinn making the calls now, it's still the same play sheet in general, right? It's just he's barking different things into the headset. But what have kind of been some of the substantive differences we've seen over the last couple of weeks?
I mean, the biggest one on paper, I think, is just playing more zone. I think that's kind of where you have to start. I think ideally they want to be like a man press man team, but you know, kind of shifting away from that and playing more zone here in the past couple weeks. And then I also go back to just the lack of predictability. You know, I think there was a little bit of predictability kind of at the tail end of Joe Witt's play calling tenure there, and they're doing some things in terms of disguising coverages and bringing blitzes from different places that are novel and make opposing offenses have to deal with, you know, kind of a different set of ideas. And then the other thing I would say candidly, obviously they played some juggernauts, and the past two offenses that they've played have not been juggernauts, and the offense they're going to play Sunday is certainly not a juggernaut either. So I think that definitely helps with some of the numbers and stuff as well.
Tom Shad, Washington Post. Check him out there. Tom, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.